This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Come gather around the kitchen table. That sounds like a setting for a delicious meal and good times with others. Today we'll meet a young couple who are using that theme to create a family environment offering good food and fellowship. It's today's Kansas Profile. Brian and Kathy Mayeski are the creators and owners of the Kitchen Table Restaurant in Fredonia. Brian grew up at Fredonia and went to Mennonite Church School. He did missionary work and worked in hog production before taking a position with a custom wheat harvester in western Kansas. There he met and married Kathy, who is from Ulysses. After Hurricane Katrina hit, the Mayeskis did humanitarian rebuilding work in Louisiana. They moved back to Fredonia for Brian to take a construction job, but it required a lot of travel. The Mayeskis had 3 kids by that point, and Brian was looking for something which required less road time. The restaurant in Fredonia had closed and was for sale, Mayeski said. The Mayeskis bought it, spent the winter remodeling, and opened it in late February 2018. They named it The Kitchen Table. Our idea was to support a family unit like it comes together around the kitchen table, Mayeski said. They term it as a place where family and friends gather. The restaurant now serves breakfast and lunch on Mondays and Wednesdays through Saturdays, open from 6:30 to 2 on weekdays. The restaurant offers burgers and sandwiches with fresh cheese on a homemade bun, plus lots of salads and wraps. Our fresh-cut salads are popular with pulled pork, brisket, or chicken on them, Mayeski said. The kitchen table uses local produce where possible. We buy hydroponic lettuce from a place nearby, he said. Homestyle specials are offered daily. Wednesday is beer rocks. Fridays alternate between barbecue meatballs, smothered meatballs, and meatloaf. Other options include lasagna, smothered pork loin, chicken enchiladas, open-faced roast beef, or whatever inspires Kathy, Mayeski said. Then there are the pies. My wife is well known for her pie, Mayeski said. We bake 10 to 14 pies every day. Flavors include cherry, apple, peach, rhubarb, strawberry rhubarb, pecan, mumbleberry, which is a 4-berry combo, and more. Then there are the cream pies, such as coconut cream, peanut butter, chocolate peanut butter, lemon meringue, and almond joy. Pumpkin pie is popular during the holidays. As noted, the kitchen table is open till 2 on weekdays. On Saturdays, the restaurant closes at noon after serving a hot breakfast buffet. That just keeps growing, Mayeski said. What about the evening meal? That turns out to be another fast-growing component of the business. The Mayeskis offer what they call take-and-bake freezer meals. These are prepared food items that are frozen and offered for sale in a freezer case by the cash register, so a customer can take them home for that evening or a future meal. These are casseroles or other meals, Mayeski said. Examples include pizza pasta, barbecue meatballs, shepherd's pie, breakfast burritos, poppy seed chicken or Doritos Mexibake, chicken hash brown casserole, and chicken bacon ranch pasta. The meals come in different sizes to serve different numbers of people. They might include our homemade breads or cookie dough balls, he said. We leave our restaurant doors open for a couple hours after the kitchen closes so people can get the freezer meals, he said. This is a significant convenience for working families. The freezer meal business took off, Mayeski said. People want wholesome, home-style food without preservatives and without spending the time to fix it up, he said. It's good to find this type of service in a rural community such as Fredonia, population 2,151 people. Now that's rural. For more information, search for The Kitchen Table on Facebook. Come gather around the kitchen table, where families can come together for a home-cooked meal. In this case, the Kitchen Table Restaurant also provides home cooking and a family atmosphere. We salute Brian and Kathy Mayeski for making a difference with good cooking and family fellowship. So come gather around the kitchen table, and afterwards, you won't even have to do the dishes. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.